USA Radio News.
Officials from around the globe arranged urgent meetings Tuesday after Warsaw confirmed what they call a Russian-made missile did cause the blast in a Polish village that killed two and raised fears of the worst conflict in Europe since World War II. On the topic of the Second Great War,
the federal investigation of the deadly mid-air collision of two World War II planes in Dallas over the weekend could take up to 18 months. Six people were killed when a Bell P-63 King Cobra crashed into a B-17 during the Wings Over Dallas air show on Saturday before thousands of spectators. The National Transportation Safety Board says GPS from the P-63 and an electronic flight display from the B-17 have been recovered, but both are damaged. In the USA Radio News Midwest Bureau, I'm Katie Lewis.
It's been a rough week in the skies. The U.S. Department of Transportation is ordering Frontier Airlines to pay out $222 million in refunds to customers. The penalty is over significant scheduling problems during the COVID-19 pandemic. The company was also fined $2.2 million. And the FBI has released security footage of a June attack on Compass Care Pregnancy Services, a pro-life women's care clinic in upstate New York. The agency announced a reward of up to $25,000 for any information leading to the arrest of the arsonists and suggested the criminals could be charged under the Freedom of Access to Clinic Entrances Act, also known as the FACE Act. This is USA Radio News.
Let's see, if something costs less, but people are happier with it, that sounds like something to look into, and that's MediShare. Maybe you've heard switching to MediShare to pay for healthcare can save the typical family $500 a month, and that's huge, but it's also true that people are way more satisfied after making the switch, too. The customer satisfaction rate for MediShare is double that of the typical health insurance plan. Double. MediShare works. It's been around for more than a quarter century, and members have shared more than $3 billion of each other's bills. People love having telehealth and a huge nationwide PPO network. So, yeah, you can save a ton and like it better. Imagine being happy with how you're taking care of your health care. So if you're self-employed or part of the gig economy or you just want a plan you're happy with, you can call right now and get a price within 2 minutes. Very, very smart use of 2 minutes. Here's the number you need. 833-34-BIBLE. That's 833-34-BIBLE. 833-34-BIBLE.
After two failed attempts, NASA is readying to launch its new Mega Moon rocket early Wednesday from Florida, less than a week after the massive machine withstood a hurricane. Perhaps the third time will be the charm. The weather promises to be favorable with an 80% chance of launch. This season may not be so jolly for all those who have faced a wave of recent layoffs.
As inflation continues to plague the American economy, Amazon is preparing layoffs that could total about 10,000 workers as the company continues broad cost-cutting. Amazon's layoffs, which could begin as soon as this week, are targeted for corporate employees and could affect Amazon's devices business, which includes Alexa products, as well as human resources and retail. From the West Coast USA Radio News Bureau, I'm Lance Pry.
And with results still pending for the 2022 elections, many look just 720 days into the future to the next election. While a lame duck Congress may be paving the way to legalizing children who were brought to the U.S. illegally by their parents, also known as Dreamers. And the last undefeated team in football fell Monday night to the Washington Commanders, who beat out the Philadelphia Eagles at home. For USA Radio News, I'm Victoria Idoni.
My heart was racing just making spaghetti. I could have waited to tell my doctor, but I didn't wait.
I was short of breath just reading a book. I could have delayed telling my doctor, but I didn't wait.
They told their doctors and found out they have atrial fibrillation, a condition which makes it about 5 times more likely to have a stroke. If you have one or more of these symptoms, irregular heartbeat, heart racing, chest pain, shortness of breath, fatigue, or lightheadedness, this is no time to wait. Contact your doctor.
Brought to you by Bristol-Myers Squibb and Pfizer.